Dreams of a Final Theory by Steven Weinberg continued.
Disc 7.
So perhaps electron-type neutrinos seem to be missing because as they pass through the sun, they have turned into neutrinos of other types. Experiments to test this idea with neutrino detectors of various types are now underway in South Dakota, Japan, the Caucasus, Italy, and Canada. If we are lucky, we may yet discover definite evidence of proton decay or neutrino masses, or perhaps existing accelerators like the Fermilab proton-antiproton collider or the electron-positron collider at CERN may yet turn up evidence of supersymmetry. But all this is moving with glacial slowness. The summary talk at a high-energy physics conference, held at any time in the last decade, could, and usually did, give the same wish list of possible breakthroughs. It's all very different from the really exciting times of the past, when it seemed that every month graduate students would be racing down the corridors of university physics departments to spread the news of a new discovery. It is a tribute to the fundamental importance of elementary particle physics that very bright students continue to come into the field when so little is going on. We could be confident of breaking out of this impasse if the superconducting supercollider were completed. It was planned to have enough energy and intensity to settle the question of the mechanism of electroweak symmetry breaking, either by finding one or more Higgs particles or by revealing signs of new strong forces. If the answer to the hierarchy problem is supersymmetry, then that too would be discovered at the supercollider. On the other hand, if new strong forces were discovered, then the supercollider would find a rich variety of new particles with masses of a trillion volts or so, which would have to be explored before we could guess what goes on at the much higher energies where all the forces, including gravitation, become unified. Either way, particle physics would be moving again. The particle physicists' campaign for the supercollider has been spurred by a sense of desperation that only with the data from such an accelerator can we be sure that our work will continue. Chapter 9. The Shape of a Final Theory. If you can look into the seeds of time and say which grain will grow and which will not, speak then to me. William Shakespeare, Macbeth. The final theory may be centuries away, and may turn out to be totally different from anything we can now imagine. But suppose for a moment that it was just around the corner. What can we guess about this theory on the basis of what we already know? The one part of today's physics that seems to me likely to survive unchanged in a final theory is quantum mechanics.